Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Darling people, I'm so happy you're there. Otherwise, you know, I'd be talking to myself. That would be dreadful. I have to tell you, this has been quite the weekend. I want to remind you that every show is podcast for a year and archived forever and ever. You'll find show notes, a directory with information on our guests. We make a directory for every guest. You'll find that at travelers411.com and at sabrams.com, S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com. I found out something really interesting this week. There's something that used to be called the Bacon's Guide, and that was like the Bacon's Guide to Media, whatever, and it was like the Bible for people in PR who were looking for attention for their clients, whatever. And we always showed up prominently in the Bacon's Guide almost from the earliest beginnings of Travel with Stephanie Abrams, which first aired July 7, 2002. And somewhere along the way, they expanded, they merged, consolidated with other companies, and they changed their name to Cision, like Decision without the D-E. And they have a place, Cision.com and CisionPoint.com. And it's like, I never get it right. Is it LexisNexis or NexisLexis? It's one of those. The thing that attorneys subscribe to so they can get information on similar cases, precedents, decrees on different kinds of, you know, all kinds of legal stuff. And to get that information, I mean, the average person has no need for that. So, you know, you wouldn't even want to subscribe to it. Why would you want it? But if you are in the legal field, it's an important tool of your trade. Well, Cision and Cision Point have grown out of this Bacon Media Guide. And I got a call this past week from somebody who was pitching me their client who has some basis in tourism. They wanted to get this person on the air with me. And you know, if you go to sabrams.com and you put in mission statement, you'll find what it is that I require in terms of criteria of how I decide who goes on the air and who doesn't. So, you know, I'm listening to this guy, and I said to him, how did you find me? Because I get a gajillion pitches a week from all kinds of places, but this was a sweet young guy who was brand new to PR and in a very, very big company, and somebody threw him this task, go find out if you can get so-and-so onto whatever, and gave him some instructions. And I said, so how did you find me? He said, I went to CisionPoint.com, of which he is a member because his company belongs, subscribes, and therefore each of the employees gets to use it. And I said, and what did you search for? He said, I searched for, I wrote it down. Hold on, I will tell you what he said. He said, I searched for U.S. travel radio show. And I said, yeah. And he said, well, you came up number one. I thought that was so cool. I listen to people all the time tell me about the wonderful awards they've just won. And on occasion, we win an award here or there, hither or yon, as well, especially for our websites. But, you know, if you go to Google and you put in radio show travel expert, you're going to find they pretty much dominate that space. But to find that, you know, something as prestigious as this, subscribe to it so you know the best places to get your clients on the air. And there we are. I mean, that's nifty. So, you know what? If you're not driving, or when you've stopped driving, why don't you pour yourself something that you really love to drink, and let's toast together. And know there's a reason that you come back weekly to find out what's cooking here. One of our frequently returning guests, whose sister I had on the air yesterday, the sister is Samantha Leslie, who lives at Castle Leslie in County Monaghan, in a little town called, they're not in the town. You'll see it on the map, Glasslough, but they're, you know, they're inside the castle gates with about 1,000 acres or whatever. She was on yesterday. And you know her brother. If you've listened more than a couple of times, you've probably heard him on the air with me because he's gotten to the point of almost being a regular. And his name is Mark Leslie, and I adore him. Firstly, he is my go-to man for all information. I need to know something about something somewhere in the world. I call Mark because he's going to know. Been there, done that, bought the T-shirt, and it's probably related to the people. I mean, the Leslie family is a pretty amazing family with lots of links to so many people. And they're all extraordinary and high achieving, and Mark is very special. And his company that he founded, Martello Media, creates visitor center experiences. So you remember we went to Malta earlier this year in March, and we visited Fort St. Angelo, and Mark is responsible for the visitor experience exhibit, whatever, that this interactive, amazing thing. You sit down, you feel like you're sitting down in a boat that was built by the Phoenicians, and you learn about the history of Malta, and then you go to the next room, and then the next room. He's also done a visitor's experience at the Science Museum in Malta, which I managed to miss because I didn't know enough to ask about it. And now he's, we're going to find out where he's at on a new exhibit being created in the National Museum of Fine Art in Malta, in Valletta, because 2018, Valletta in Malta will be honored as the European City of Culture, and it's a remarkable and amazing place. And in Ireland, there's a good half dozen places, maybe more, I might be leaving some out, but Black Rock Observatory in County Cork, the original exhibit at the Cliffs of Moher, that was Mark's company. Glasnevin Cemetery, which is Ireland's answer to Père Lachaise Cemetery in Paris, where all the great historic French people and I think Jim Morrison are buried. And Glasnevin, you'll find all the leaders in history and musicians and people from literature and playwrights, and you just, the history of Ireland is engraved on the tombstones in Glasnevin Cemetery and captured in its essence in the visitor center, which Mark's company created, and most recently the exhibit at the General Post Office in Dublin, where the Easter Rising took place, which was like the Alamo of Ireland, and a pretty horrible day, really, when the Easter Rising started, when the British kind of went mad and pretty much massacred everybody they could see. So we've got Mark on the line with us, and we're going to spend a minute with him and then go off to spend the rest of as much time as he can give us today, because I've got questions on everything. So you're there, Mark?
I fairly exhausted. I'm just back from an exciting road trip from Slovenia to Macedonia. It ended up in Inverness in Scotland. Sounds logical.
Not at all.
Connection with GPO witness history, because we were shortlisted for the European Museums Academy Micheletti Prize, which is one of the top museum prizes in the world. And we didn't think we had much of a hope because we were up against magnificent projects like the new soccer museum in Dortmund, Germany, and the Lech Walesa Peace and Reconciliation Center in Gdansk, Poland, and the wonderful new museum of the Duomo of Florence in Italy. And these are all sort of 50 to 100 million euro projects. Whereas important and all that the GPO is to Ireland and the people of Ireland, it's a minnow in comparison to these other great projects. You know, our whole exhibition was probably about 1.5 million euros. But I thought it would be an interesting experience. You can't fly to Macedonia directly from Ireland, or many places for that. It's a hard country to get to, hard to get out of.
Well, we're going to talk about all of that right after these important messages, and we're going to dive in, because that's quite the itinerary. Slovenia to Macedonia to Inverness. That's not the normal trip. We'll be right back talking with Mark Leslie. Don't leave.
We started by daylight this morning, leaving there. He took a drop of the fjord to keep me heart and shrink, and that's the paddy's cure when there is umph for drinking. They hear the last to smile, laughing all the while at me curious style, to touch a heart above. And he asked me, was I hired and wages I required till I was almost tired of the rocky road to double and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hunt a hair.
Join America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, as they present Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2, December 29th and 30th. Thrill to Warner Brothers' classic Looney Tunes, projected on the big screen, while the Boston Pops perform the original soundtracks live. Catch the whole Looney Tunes gang in this one-of-a-kind Boston Pops concert. Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2 at Symphony Hall. Tickets now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows, but there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's frightening fun this Halloween with Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops performing the score to Tim Burton's animated classic, The Nightmare Before Christmas. Halloween Eve and Halloween Night, October 30th and 31st. Trick-or-treating in spooky behind-the-scenes spaces at Symphony Hall. Then follow the adventures of the Pumpkin King on the big screen while the Pops plays the Danny Elfman score live. Come dressed in costume. Tickets are going fast. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We have Mark Leslie on the line with us live from, I'm going to say Dunleary, because when I say Dublin, yes, he always reminds me it's Dunleary, which is just outside
Dublin
town, but it's in County Dublin. And if we're going to say it, I might as well say it the way I always do. He's in Dunleary. Which is the pronunciation if you pronounce it the way it looks like it's spelled. But okay. So you just took an incredible trip from Dublin to Slovenia to Macedonia to Inverness. So
yes, 12 exhausting but fascinating days from one corner of Europe to the opposite.
Okay, let's start with Slovenia. What did you do there?
Well, Slovenia is beautiful. It's what can I describe? It's the sort of the best of Austria with the best of the Mediterranean Slavic world. It's untouched, tiny country, really, at the Julian Alps. And the Slavic Museum Awards for the very best museum project in the Slav-speaking countries was held in Tito's Palace on the edge of Lake Bled, which is legendary for being one of the most beautiful lakes in the world, with a wonderful castle and a wonderful monastery hanging on sort of implausible cliffs over it. And because my daughter Leah had been dreaming of going to Lake Bled for years, when she heard that I'd been summoned to Macedonia to the European Museum Academy Awards, which you can't fly to very easily from Ireland, Macedonia is a hard country to get to, I said the nearest place we could fly to is Slovenia, and then we probably have to drive to several more countries, such as Croatia, Bosnia, Montenegro. And she said, what a wonderful Balkan road trip. Why don't I come with you to the Balkan road trip of my dreams, peel off when we get as far as Dubrovnik, and you carry on to Macedonia for your industry conference and awards event. So that's what we did. Now, thank God my daughter had taken the time to research the trip thoroughly. So we did the most incredible combination of beautiful cities like Dubrovnik, Pearl of the Adriatic, and Zadar, and Spalato, where the great Diocletian's Roman palace, the Roman emperor, built such a vast palace that the ruins of the palace sort of contains a whole town. But we balanced that with amazing natural wonders like the Plitvice gorges in central Croatia and the Vintner gorge in Slovenia. And we went up Lake Bohinj and right up huge Alps in what I can only describe as sort of intact pre-war Heidi. If you remember the Switzerland of your Heidi books, people in folk costumes in pristine wooden villages, in idyllic alpine meadows. It was storybook sort of Central Europe all the way, and very varied.
Wow.
So,
well, let me ask you a question. We actually took a river cruise, a Danube river cruise, from Budapest to a German town called Wilhelmshaven, which is it's as close as you're going to get to Munich on a boat. And then you go by motor coach from Wilhelmshaven. Most of the people that were on this river boat with us on this river cruise, they went to Munich Airport and flew home. We arranged to have our car rental at Munich Airport, which was the easiest and the best way to handle that rather than trying to pick a car up in Wilhelmshaven, which would have been much more expensive and given us fewer options. And so we went with the group to the airport, and while most of those people got on planes and went home, we picked up our car and we took off for the Czech Republic. And we sailed to someplace in Slovenia or drove through. I don't remember at this point. But where is Bratislava? Is that in Slovenia?
Bratislava is the capital of Slovakia, and it's very close to Vienna. So it's very conveniently Ryanair flies to it. So it's a good, very good place to go.
Yeah, well, we stopped there on this boat. Next time you go that way, if you're anywhere in that region, rent a car and go to Karlovy Vary. Have you been there yet?
No, I haven't, but I've heard of it. I've heard it's very beautiful. There are many wonderful places in and around that.
Well, not only that, but every year there's an international film festival. The remake of Casino Royale, which was nothing like the original spoof, the kind of James Bondy spoof that was the comedy that was made in, I don't know what, the 70s, 80s, whatever, when Daniel Craig's first film, I think it was, as James Bond, was Casino Royale. That was filmed in Karlovy Vary.
The film was purporting to be in Montenegro, but it looked much posher than Montenegro is. So I was wondering where it was filmed. That's very interesting.
Yeah, Karlovy Vary. Two words. First one starts with a K. Film... Last Holiday with Queen Latifah, very sweet film, and Gerard Depardieu plays the executive chef at the Grand Hotel Pup, which is really the name of the hotel, and you see it in the film. That was also filmed in Karlovy Vary. Have you seen that film, Last Holiday?
No, I haven't. Sounds a lot of fun.
It is, right? Write it down.
You and Queen Latifah.
Oh, no, you're going to love it. She thinks, she's been told that she has a fall at work and she hits her head and they take her to the infirmary where they have a new piece of like MRI equipment and they do kind of a CAT scanny thing and they tell her that there is a mass on her brain and she probably has 3 months. Doesn't sound like a comedy, does it? And she goes home, sells everything she owns, cashes out all her assets, gets everything into liquid dollars, and decides if she's going to die, she's going to die happy. And she's traveling, and she's into food and food preparation. And so she takes off for Europe, and she goes to Karlovy Vary, where the film is shot. And it is a delightful, wonderful, happy, upbeat film. And but you've got great shots of Karlovy Vary, and it's not far from where you were in Slovenia. So put that on your must-do. We're going to take a quick break. I want to come back. I want to talk about Macedonia, a place that makes my Greek friends crazy, both my American Greek friends and my Greek friends in Greece. So stay with me, everybody, talking with Mark Leslie live from Dunleary in County Dublin, Ireland. Don't leave me. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple to understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with us is Mark Leslie. If you go to sabrams.com, you'll see that yesterday on Travelers 411, Sammy Leslie, Mark's sister, who lives at Castle Leslie in Monaghan, County Monaghan, Ireland, was on the air with us for an update. We haven't talked in a couple of years now. Not that I haven't tried, you understand. Your sister is one slippery eel, lady. It's tough to get to her, Mark.
She's a busy woman.
She really is, and much to be proud of, because she is, she learned to do things she didn't know she needed to know in order to propel Castle Leslie into the 21st century, and she has just done such a marvelous job, and a very special lady, so it's good to have you with us. You were telling me about your strange and unusual itinerary, and we were getting to Macedonia. Now, Macedonia is a problem for my Greek friends in Greece, as well as my American friends of Greek heritage, because probably all of my listeners, if they paid any attention to their high school history studies, they learned about Greece. They learned about Greek civilization, the Peloponnese, we call Peloponnesia. I've actually been to the Peloponnese now, because Naupaktos is where you'll find this wonderful monastery, a metamorphosis, monastery on this big cliffside in Naupaktos. And there is a restaurant called Maria Loy's Kitchen, only it's in Greek, and which I think is Kuchina, maybe? Maria Loy Cucina. Oh, they brought out a fish. It was the size of your desk. It was amazing. They just caught it in the sea there, and they prepared it for dinner. And Maria Loy has a restaurant in New York City, and I don't remember what street it's on, but I think it's on 58th Street, I want to say, between 6th and 7th Avenues. Magnificent food. And when I was in school and we learned about Greek civilization and Greek history, the word Macedonia was associated with all things Greek. However, what upsets my Greek friends is that there is now a country that changed its name to Macedonia. It was never part of Greece, has nothing to do with Greece, and they feel like they're imposters trading on the good name of Greek civilization to give themselves a more elite status than they would be if they didn't choose this name. So that's the underlying tension in that story. So what do you know about it?
Well, I tell you this. The Macedonians are a wild and proud, and they're certainly not Greek. However, the great Alexander the Great, son of Philip of Macedon, who were considered barbarian outsiders by the Greeks, invaded Greece, took it over, and fulfilled Greeks' greatest ambition, which is the destruction of the Persian Empire and the creation of an almost worldwide, in terms of the world as it was known in those days, Greek Empire that included Egypt and stretched all the way to the Indus Valley in India. Now, I tell you, the Macedonians are a tough crowd. I wouldn't provoke them. They could do it again. They could come out of those mountains, and they weren't frightened of elephants. They weren't frightened of anything. And I got a flavor for the country when the taxi from the airport, the only little motorway they have, it's a small country of only 2 million people, we do not believe in the motorway toll. So strap yourself in. You're going to go fast. And the car accelerated towards the motorway toll booth, hit a ramp, bounced over the motorway edge fence, plummeted into a ravine, drove down the middle of the ravine, threw a church up, threw a cemetery, revved up out of the rear. I said, no, I'll pay the toll. I want to live. Hit another ramp and bounced back onto the motorway, the far side of the toll booth, having narrowly missed 10 other taxis going in various directions, all avoiding the polls. So I can understand the Greeks' dislike of this uncouth, wild, magnificent people's claim to be part of Greek civilization, because they certainly aren't. You know, they're wild and wonderful Slavs, but it is a fact of history that they conquered Greece and used and mobilized the Greeks to try and conquer the world. But if you go to Skopje, the town famously destroyed by an enormous earthquake sort of 40 years ago, it is a bizarre throwback to the kind of Soviet era. You know, they're living, there's horse carts, people in baggy trousers, good moustaches, amazing hats, who don't mind living in Stalinist blocks of flats, because most of the state money goes to building bronze statues of Alexander the Great, 100 feet high on huge plinths, and a sort of mad recreation of their idea of the glories of ancient Greece. If you can sort of imagine huge Doric temples, but with external bubble lifts and musical dancing fountains, sort of glories of ancient Greece as imagined by Donald Trump. It is, so in a weird way, it's a much more entertaining version of North Korea. It's hard to describe.
Wow.
It's very unique.
I don't think I would have survived the taxi ride. That's
scary. You probably would have given up at the airport, because I was in Dubrovnik Airport at the very neighboring country of Croatia. And I said, where's the plane to Macedonia? You're going to Macedonia? You sure you want to go to Macedonia? Yes, I'm sure I have to go to a conference. What, can you change my currency into Macedonian? And this was the Bureau de Change in the nearest airport to Macedonia. They have a currency in Macedonia. And they all went into a little huddle in the Bureau. Said, we cannot change you to Macedonian currency. We don't know what it is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
nobody wants to know them? Nobody wants to play with them?
Nobody wants to go know them. But actually, they're charming and delightful people. But their regime is fiercely anti-communist, but run on Stalinist lines. They don't quite get that anti-communism means you don't have to be like the communists. So the whole European Museum Academy Awards, which happen in a different city, in a different country each year, happened in the museum, the great museum of the heroic Macedonian people's struggle. So I said, struggle against what? Everything, everybody.
Wow.
And every socialist, realist mural painter that ever painted Stalinist murals, you know, for Russia or the Ukraine or the Belarus.
So let me ask you a question.
The communists.
I don't understand who picked Macedonia as the place for this award ceremony.
Well, somebody with a good sense of humor, I think.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's almost like who picked Rio for the Olympics? You know, sometimes...
Exactly.
You know, it's like, what could you be thinking? The swimmers, they're supposed to do that big marathon swim in that water that's polluted? I mean, the stuff that went on, and now they're looking into who bribed whom about that. I just heard that on the news.
We were vastly entertained by Macedonia, and actually vastly charmed by the Macedonians. But I got out alive. You know, I came back in one piece, despite the motorway toll avoidance tactics of Macedonian taxi drivers. And I was hugely entertained by the extraordinary collection of monuments and giant bronze statues that they've littered their city with. Statues, job lots of statues of anybody or anything. We built a new opera house. Cover it. Are 100 statues on the roof enough? No, we need more bronze statues. So I'd actually highly recommend it.
Really?
Yes,
I have to tell you, years ago...
I can see why the Greeks sort of resent the Macedonians, feeling that they represent, you know, Athens at its height or whatever.
Well, you know what, even if the people were, you know, skilled and schooled on Emily Post's Book of Etiquette. The Greek people, as it explained to me by people that I know very well living in Greece, and Americans who are Greek descendants,
yeah,
and people who are even Greek immigrants who have been in this country for decades and decades. You know, even it's not, I've never even heard, you know, a kind of wildly reckless story about the people themselves. It's all about a piece of territory that's never been Greece and holds a name that is intricately woven into the history of Greece. And that's
well,
what they
present. Like, it's like Scotland and England. You know, the wild Scots came down, and at a certain point, the Scottish, the English family, royal family died out.
Right.
And the Scottish royal family took over. The British don't acknowledge them. They don't have a royal family. They merely have German cousins of the Scottish royal family. So
We're going to come back and talk more with Mark Leslie, who's always a fascination for me.
Waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian living over the sea.
It's here, Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car. Now through October 29th, this unique rail car offers an experience like no other. Passengers aboard Amtrak's world-famous Adirondack service can experience the splendor of upstate New York's fall foliage as this popular annual tradition continues along one of the most scenic train rides in the world. The car features an upper level with windows on all sides to provide panoramic views of the changing colors of the trees, sweeping vistas of Lake Champlain, and breathtaking views of the Adirondack Mountains between Albany and Montreal. Seats are unreserved and available on a first-come, first-served basis. Advance reservations are required. In addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted railfare. Details at Amtrak.com. It's Amtrak's Adirondack Dome Car, running from Albany Rensselaer New York train station to Montreal, Canada. But book now, as the last day is October 29th. Amtrak.com.
It's frightening fun this Halloween with Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops performing the score to Tim Burton's animated classic, The Nightmare Before Christmas. Halloween Eve and Halloween Night, October 30th and 31st. Trick-or-treating in spooky behind-the-scenes spaces at Symphony Hall. Then follow the adventures of the Pumpkin King on the big screen while the Pops plays the Danny Elfman score live. Come dressed in costume. Tickets are going fast. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Ireland invites you to the exclusive Cliff Corknickles. Intrigued by Cliff Corknickles? It's simple. After gasping at the cliffs of Moher, too exhausted to talk, one starts listening to the chronicles of the locals in Cork, known for spinning a good yarn. Bring a fresh pot of tea, because in a land famous for its wool, the yarn can last all night. Cliffs of Moher, Cork, Chronicles, Cliff Corknickles. Flex that mouth and perk those ears. Take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
The seventh son of a seventh son of a son of a gun.
Stephanie Abrams here, talking with Mark Leslie from Martello Media. You know, Mark, a couple of weeks ago on one of my shows, and I can't tell you which one it was, but there were two, Travelers 411, Travel with Stephanie Abrams. I spoke about you at some length to Americans involved in some project that needs to improve or create a visitor center and why they should contact your company. I'm so impressed with what you do, and you really are such a genius and such a visionary and such a nice person. I mean, it doesn't always fit together. So, because sometimes creative people are just too way out there to remember they're human. There's no diva in you, which is an awfully nice thing. So I'm very
happy. Well, that's very sweet of you to say so.
Well, it's true. So I wanted to hear about you went from Macedonia to Inverness. How do you do that? How do you even get there?
Well, I suppose, you know, the Highlands of Scotland or the Macedonia of Great Britain, you know, these are the wild and hairy Scots who every so often or south of the border and having the past that terrified the British and were considered alien and hostile, you know, race, Highlanders, but are now a sort of integral part of our beloved British culture. And that's sort of slightly the relationship of the Greeks to the Macedonians. Now, interestingly enough, the Greek delegation, who was some wonderful project in Greece, had been shortlisted for awards in the European Museum Academy, and they were banned by the ministry in Greece for setting foot in Macedonia, which I thought, in a modern democratic age, showed a certain lack of confidence. surely they should be allowed to go and get an award in another country, particularly when the award wasn't being given by the Macedonians, but always being given by the European Museums Academy. But what took me to Scotland was the same reason that took me to Macedonia. The GPO Witness History Project had been shortlisted for an award in Macedonia and in an award at the British Association for Heritage Interpretation Awards in lovely Inverness and in the Highlands of Scotland, along with a project that you know well, which was the amazing Powers Court Gardens in County Wicklow, Ireland, which National Geographic described as the third most beautiful garden in the world, in which I'm delighted to say scooped one of the top awards in Inverness, beating even Hampton Court, because of the fact that it's a Renaissance story, a phoenix rising from the ashes. An amazing Powers Court house burnt down very tragically in the 70s with all its contents. And just the courage of the Slazenger family, just a private family, owned the estate, with no state aid, no great grants, have systematically run these amazing gardens beautifully and have used the profits from their entrepreneurship to reconstruct one of the great palaces of Ireland, one of the great classical country houses. And the audiovisual video and the audio guides that we created there were three family members, Lord Powerscourt, his cousin Sarah Slazenger, who's the sort of business brain behind running the estate, and Alex Slazenger, who's the wonderful head gardener, take a stroll as three cousins who are very different, each have a very different interest, and give visitors a real behind-the-scenes sort of privileged view from that sort of inside family point. And the British Heritage interpretation were completely charmed by it and said this was such an uplifting story of a great bit of heritage almost destroyed, imperiled, and just through the guts and hard work and imagination of one family, it's been brought back to its glory without any great assistance from the state. You know, a similar house and gardens anywhere else in the world would either be owned by the state or heavily funded by the state. So it was wonderful to win them, for the British to declare it, you know, the best garden or landscape or nature project that they'd come across this year. And hopefully it will, the recognition and the publicity of that will assist the Slazenger family in their continued efforts to run Powerscourt House and Gardens in Ireland.
Well, the good news is that, firstly, a special thank you to you, Mark, for taking us by our hot little hands over to Powerscourt House and Gardens to meet Sarah and Alex Slazenger, who are, I'm going to say, great-grandchildren of the Slazenger of modern tennis ball and tennis equipment fame. And from what I understand, it's the royalties still coming off the tennis products that have helped to be able to restore and keep in beautiful condition Powerscourt House and Gardens. I just had one of my radio listeners I'd say a couple months ago, I assisted in my travel fairy godmother thing that I do, my mission, in getting her and her husband. We just had them on a couple of weeks ago, Lana and Sterling. Their last name is just the letter, you would say Zed, we would say Z. And they went over with Adams and Butler with a private chauffeur tour to visit Powerscourt House and Gardens. Regrettably, Sarah Slazenger wasn't on the ground. She had to go somewhere with her children, and she wasn't there the day they visited, because I would have loved for them to have had a chance to meet her as well. But it's quite a remarkable place, and I hope my listeners put it on their list. Also, not part of the House and Gardens that's owned by the Slazenger, but quite nearby is Powerscourt Falls, and you must not miss that. And if you're going there, either pack in your suitcase before you leave home or stop in a value store or a spar store, which are like convenience stores, little tiny, they're tiny grocery shops you find along the route while you're driving around, and pick up a box of dog biscuits and put a couple in the handy and available when you go to see Powerscourt Falls, because the guy that you're going to pay for parking as you enter, because you don't pay to see the falls, but you do pay for parking. And so the fellow you're going to pay has a wonderful dog. And give him the dog biscuit and special love and hugs and kisses from Stephanie and Mark Abrams. Because everybody who comes by and brings him a biscuit makes him think of me. And, oh, he's got such a lovely pup. Anyway, and so it's one of the things I have to do when I'm running about Ireland.
The Powerscourt Waterfall was one of the great romantic wonders of 18th century Ireland, and the great George Frederick Handel used to picnic under it, seek musical inspiration during his sojourn in Dublin when he wrote Handel's Messiah.
Oh, wow.
Got inspiration from that walk.
Oh, well, it's very easy to get inspired by that waterfalls. And it's just a lovely place to just stop and visit. Well, the hour has blown away, my friend, and I am so glad you were with us. Come back next week, everybody. This is Stephanie Abrams. Gotta fly now.
The The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.